speak over here. It's always a question which topic to speak about. But it's very timely to speak about Mashi Ruach. The same Talmud to the Racha. There's another 2 weeks here in Kutzlar to start saying Talmud. Next Israel, we are start saying Talmud from Zion Cheshvin. Just a few general halakhas about Talmud till the main thing, the main topic I want to speak about is that, that there's a difference between Talmud and Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGoshem. That Talmud is a bakasha. Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGoshem is only a shvach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a shvach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGoshem. Saying Talmud is a bakasha, and because of that, in Eretz Yisrael where we need Geshem, we need earlier, so we start Zion. Cheshvan really should start before, right after Sukkot, but because of the oil of Regolim, they had to get back, we didn't want the road to be muddy, so we pushed it off to Zion. However, the Pircha Yosef says in Sakharov of Yosef and Eretz Yisrael, someone by mistake, you know, a lot of people make a mistake, start saying Mashi Ruach Moed HaGoshem, so comes Motzi Yontov, they say saying Talmud. So they throw the Psakim of Yashav is, which is based on Poskim, that B'diavid, your Yotze, if you said it before Zion Cheshvan, because we really need the Degeshim. So the question arises, what about in America here? So in America, someone starts saying, also, he made a mistake, he starts saying, same mistake, that he starts saying Saint Talamata. He says starts saying Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGoshem. So he figured Talamata, whenever he made a mistake. So the Rebbe Kiveger brings down a sefer from Torah Skayim. Torah Skayim is a sefer which is written by Chaim Shapsay, which was the Poisek Ador. The sefer was written in Tov Pei. In Tov Pei, which is about exactly 400 years ago. But it's a sefer which is quoted by Ricky Vega. It's sefer is quoted by the Nesivus. It's quoted many times. Kivei quotes it many times. The famous Nesivus, which may just mentioned Agav, that the in Simon Reish Hei, the Nesivus says that if a person forces someone to do something, it's called Isui Momen. Force them, I'm not going to kill him, but I'm threatening with money, so that's considered an oinus. Considered it was an Isui, it's not. It's considered that he didn't do it in his own rotzen. Nafkamina is that with a get, if you threaten someone with money, then if you don't give a get, you lose a lot of money. So we pass them that Isui Mammon is considered an Isui. I just mentioned Agav, since I'm talking about it, it's Taras Yisrael is very important. About 15 years ago, there was a whole issue in New York that they wanted to pass what was called the get law. The get law, not to go into what the pratim was, but the get law was that if a husband doesn't give a get, so the court can take that into consideration, all kinds of dreadlocks that shouldn't be problem of church and state, that they can make sanctions on him that he's going to lose a lot of money. So then we made a big tumult in the name of Rabbi Yoshev, based on this Sefer Torah Skayim, which in the Sivas quotes, an Isui Mammon, you're forcing someone to lose money, is considered hated. Anyway, so Teres Chaim says that the Kutzlar's over here, and Kutzlar's, you have to give a shkef, these all these machonot, all these different organizations in Eretz Yisrael, they took these old svar, which you couldn't even read them, they were mamash written they printed it, mamash beautiful, safe as a harder, it's an old timer like me, I don't know how to use a computer, but so. I don't have these herbs as farms, so it's Mamish gives us the opportunity. We look up the source. He says something very interesting over there. He says, What's his raya that if in Chutzlarts here, by mistake, you said Mashi Varuach, he said to say Talmud Varuach before December 5th, it's Samach HaKufa, which is next week, he says the Yotze also. Doesn't say why, but they just quoted the Kuvegas before. But I looked at the Torah Sky, and he says something very interesting. He says, is a contradiction. In the whole world, we say Masha Ruach Moideh Goshen from Shmini Atzeres. From Shmini Atzeres, we start saying the whole world says it together. So it's a spirit. I'm saying Masha Ruach Moideh Goshen. That it seems that the Geshem is not, it's a bracha, it's a bakosha, but it's not a klala. So how are we still saying same bracha? So this is the raya that the Torah's Chaim brings, that you said here in Kutzlarz, you said same Talamotu before the Samach Latkufa, which is December 5th. So he says B'diavi Yaitzev. He says there's three different madregas in saying Talmud. This one is that place we need Geshem. Normally you need Geshem Kutzlarz. It's the Samach Tut, the Samach 5th. It's Rosh right after Sukkot. So yes, we need it. Then there's something which is neutral. It's neutral. No, it'll rain today in Kutzlarz. It'll rain today. So okay, maybe you can live without the rain. In New York, there's a big drought today. There's such a big drought in my side. I was in Lakewood 2 days ago, and there was a forest fire in Jackson, which is today Lakewood became big. There's Jackson, there's Tom's Rivers, there's Howell, all kinds of other places. And we went to shul in the morning, we mamish smelled the smoke, we saw the dust in the air. So there's partial drought, so really, it's a Shaila Mice and Bialocha, Magna Avram, that maybe they should start saying Talmud before, but for sure. In let's say in America here, that Talmotter in after Sukkot, it's not a bracha, it's not a klala. Then other places where it's a klala, mamash don't need Geshem at all. So Torah's Chaim says, since we say Masha Ruach Moed Goshem, so how can we say it's a stira? But he says that's a shvach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's not a stira that we don't need it to. It's not a klala. No. If it rains, good. If it doesn't rain, it's also good. If it rains, it's not going to cause a flood or something. It's not going to ruin the crop. There still be too much rain. So that's his raya. If we say Saint Talamotra in before the Samach Kufa, the Yotzer of Yos Agav, it's interesting. There's probably people here from South America that the Shuvah was written 400 years ago, was written to Brazil 300 years ago. Shin, it was 300 years ago. It was written to Brazil. Because in Brazil, we know, from the other bottom of the world, here that's the world, is America, unfortunately, that's all, for sure. And the shiles of the other seasons are different. Now it's when it's winter by us, it's summer by them. So the shiloh was sent, so there's Yidden already. 300 years ago, there was Yidden living in Brazil and South America, that they knew the place we have sent to the Shiloh. They didn't have Rav Yosher, they didn't have Moshe Feinstein in life, but they knew they sent Shiloh, then the place to the door was the Torah's Chaim. So from far away from Brazil, and it's interesting also, there's a Yishuv Yidden already 300 years ago in Brazil. So that's only Akdama. So again, the luck is that you say St. Talamotra, but you have it, your Yoitza, after Sukkot, Sai in America, and Sai in Yisrael. Yisrael, it's easier because it's making the dinner, just exeva for cause the oil of Golan, even here in America. But what's the difference again? We mentioned Saint Talmud is a bakosha. It's a bakosha, and Masha Beruach is a haskara. It's a shvach of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what I want to discuss today is that if someone an Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, someone now next to Israel came with the Noges, with Shemini Saris and Simcha Saris together. Next to Israel this year was on Thursday. Friday, when everyone was Yontov Shedi, Friday was also already, it was Yisroel Chag, it was a regular day. But it was so close to Sema Shavuot, and people getting confused. They forgot to say Saint Talamotra. Got to say Tandamotu by Mincha, and they remembered all of a sudden, we've got to say Talamotu. No, it's Masha Ruach Magoshim. I've got to say it. So the question is that that on the Tefillah Shabbos, on the Tefillah Shabbos, that, but let's give it, go back to the different case. We'll go to the different case that, and on Friday, Beminta, you forgot to say, same Talmud Levracha. In 2 weeks from now, people always get confused in the beginning, and saying Talmud is also, it's, I don't want to spend time on it, this is Halacha by Masha Ruach Mordechai Goshem, everyone's to start together. Everyone's to start together. So there's a question, how to start, because you don't do it for Ma'ariv, because Ma'ariv, not everyone comes to Shul. And the question, how to do it, it's well, we say that feels a talent, we say it before Musaf, and Kutvah, it's just a chazan, after the chazan says it's hachraza. So saying Masha Ruach needs a hachraza. Saying Talamata doesn't need hachraza, you start saying it at night. Start saying it at night. So what's the difference? It's again, the whole world says it. The whole world does track from. So once the whole world says it, so say it together. The Talamata, which is a it's different, it's a bakosha. So in Eretz Yisrael we start earlier, in Kutzlar we start later. So it's not shayach that we should say it together. Saying it together is very important. It's a very interesting halacha. It's a very interesting halacha that we don't start saying Mashi v'ruach Moed Goshem by at night. We only start saying it when you hear from the chazan, whatever, by Musaf. By Musaf and Shmini Atzeres. It shows what Achdus is. What Achdus is, when everyone will start saying it together. It's a Musaf d'Gazakim. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that when saying Mashi v'ruach Moed Goshem, you have to do it Achdus Mais Mashen, Talamotu, which anyway can't be Achdus. So Mela, we start at night. We start at night because it's more party. But let's say on Erev Shabbos, Mincha, person forgot to say Talamotu. Forgot to say Talamotu. The other 2 weeks on Friday, you're not used to saying Talamotu yet. It takes 30 days till you should be Muxik, you're saying. And so all of a sudden, then you remember that I didn't say Talamotu by Mincha. It's Sibir starts singing Chodoidi already. And you remember, I didn't say Talamotu. Now, Agav, why? Someone's going to come to me afterwards and say, it's against two Mishnah Brewers of Yaakov Emden. If you remember, when Sibir starts singing Chodoidi, it's not, you don't have to go over because the halacha is if you forget. This, you're Masupik, if you said Talamotu. So if you remembered right away, Mishnah Brewer says, then it's you have to go daven over again. If it's within 30 days, if it's Zman Meruba, it says no. Mustami said it right, but Rabbi Yosef holds that today the people don't daven the kavana. It's we try to get Shleisha B'Shaynis should be the kavana. So he holds that even if it's Zman Meruba, I'm not talking about a long time, but it's 15-20 minutes when the chazan starts saying Chazor Shashatz, and all of a sudden he starts saying Talamotu. So they have to, for this halacha, the people who don't daven with proper kavana today will manifest itself in another halacha, which we'll try to mention if we have time. But anyway, it came Friday. Came Erev Shabbos Chodesh Mamincha. He didn't say Talamotu. He didn't say, so now he remembers, he didn't say Talamotu halacha. So the shell is, so usually there's the halacha called Tfilas Tashlumin. What Tfilas Tashlumin? Tfilas Tashlumin is that if you've got to say daven one davening, so you're allowed to daven again. You're allowed to daven again at Tfilas Tashlumin. So the shayla is on Friday night you make the Tfilas Tashlumin, you don't make the Tfilas Tashlumin. So the Mishnah Berurah is not clear on this halacha. What is clear is Rosh Chodesh was on Friday. Rosh Chodesh was on Friday. And Shabbos already wasn't Rosh Chodesh, and you forgot to say Yalav Yavoy. And comes now Friday night is your din Tfilas Tashlumin. And they have a Ma'ariv twice. So it's a famous Machlekes which the Tur brings down in Siman Kuf Ches, the Tosfos and Brachos Daf Kav Vav, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down also. Siman brings down the Machlekes, the Ri. And the Chachmei Pervansia, whether you say what is the din tzimtzus tashlumim? If you got to say yalav yavoy on Friday and Shabbos is the, so generally what you do in the, during the week. Now what's the machlekes? The machlekes is that what's tfilas tashlumim? There's chakir what the tfilas tashlumim is. Is tfilas tashlumim new? I forgot to give me a chance. No daven again. Halai she spalla and kol yom. So tfilas tashlumim is keilu yedavning mincha again. It's keilu yedavning mincha. It's not now. The Taisa says that if you didn't daven, we didn't say yalav yavoy. So making the tefillah tashlumim won't help you. You're not going to say yalav yavoy. It's not rishchayish anymore, and you don't say talamotar on Shabbos. So he says that Chakmir Pavanti says that you do that tefillah tashlumim. That tefillah tashlumim is. Tefillas Tashlumin is like Torah gives us an opportunity to daven again. Gives an opportunity again. So if it's opportunity to daven again, makes a difference the Al of Yavah back and daven twice to make up. But if it's to be mashlim, well, it's falser, so what's halacha? So Mishnah Berurah brings out 2 days. Halacha, if it's a Yal of Yavah or Talamotor, that's a Talamotor is not okay, but you've got to say Yal of Yavah. And not frustration anymore, so you can make what's called a tefillas nedava. You make it tonight. If I'm a chuyiv, because missing yalav yavoy, I not be mashlim. So according to Tosfos, according to Chakmir Pavanti, you don't have to have it over again. So it should be a tefillas nedava. If I'm chayiv, it's a tefillas tashlumin. If I'm not chayiv, it should be a tefillas nedava. But the halacha is you can't make a tefillas nedava on Shabbos. Because what's tefillas nedava? Tefillas cannot be the korbanos. Tefillas nedava, you can't bring a korban on Shabbos. You only can bring a korban which is a chiyuv. You can bring the tummy. You can bring the korban to be misnadev at tefillas nedava, shlamim, and oila. On Shabbos, we can't. Because it's not doing Shabbos. What's doing Shabbos only the korbanos of the tamid and the tummy, which is a chiyuv. So here we're in a catch-22 situation. According to Tosfos, half the daven over again. According to Chakmir Pavanti, I'm not allowed to have a tefillas tashlumin. So during the week you can make it tonight. On Shabbos we can't make it tonight. Because if the halakha is like Tosfos, I'm a chuyiv, and halakha is not like Tosfos, it's no the dovers, so. There's no shaila. You've got yalav yavoy, and it's oyster shkodesh. You'll daven again. But what about talamata? On Friday afternoon, I daven mincha, and I didn't say that either. I didn't say talamata at all, or it's within the 30 days, and there's sofik. And it means you have to daven over again during the week. So, but Shabbos Friday night, if you're daven, there's no talamata. But there's no talamata. So Mamela, it'll be told you this much like this again, because I'm not being mashlim what I missed. But you can't make it tonight because there's no Dudavis on Shabbos. So Mamela Shevel Taisa, so you don't have an over again. But this is Al Slagabe Yalav Yofi. But says Rav Chaim Brisker, it's in the stencil. I see the dish also the he brings down this Reb Chaim. It's a Reb Chaim, which in base Bristol, I said, it's the Makubal Dikir Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim says there's a difference between Yalav Yavoy and saying Talamata. Yalav Yavoy is Haskara. It's Haskara. I didn't say Yalav Yavoy, but I davened. It's Ma'ak of the Tefillah. So it's Ma'ak of the Tefillah. So if I can make Tefillah Tashlumim, good. And if not, I was yoytzer the davening with the mincha. However, if you didn't daven mincha at all, forgot to daven mincha at all, so everyone agrees, there's no question about it, but then you have to daven over again. You have to daven over second davening. Here it was a suffix. So Mela says Rav Chaim that there's a difference between Mashiv Ruach and Yalav Yom. Yalav is a haskara. It's only a zaitik azak, but you daven the complete Shemoneh Esrei. So the Mela, you don't have to daven again. But if you forget to say Talamotor, the Chaim says Talamotor is not an additional thing like Gal of Yov. It's part of the Matbeah Shatavu Chachamim that the Torah is, you have to say Talamotor. If you don't say Talamotor, it's Kilu you skipped. You skipped the whole bracha. A male of a person doesn't daven at all, there's no shaila, then you have to daven over a second time, even though you're not being mashlim, what you should have daven, what you should have daven, to say the Alav Yavo, say the Tantis, say the Talmudah. But Yoshev Paskins like Reb Chaim. Yoshev Paskins like Reb Chaim, that if a person is mesupik when he said Talmudah, I'm trying by Mincha, or he didn't daven at all, it's not a shaila of a sofik of a tefillas tashlumim, he didn't daven at all. There's no davening at all, so everyone agrees he can make two davenings on Shabbos. Now, so it goes back to the chakir, which you mentioned before in the beginning. So what's tefillas tashlumim? Is tashlumim to make up like you're davening the davening you missed? Or Tfilas Shlumim, it's an opportunity, new, you missed or should daven over again. So I found the Mishnah Berurah. Which is a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Chuf Ches says something very interesting. Everyone holds like that except the Taz. The Mishnah Berurah says like this: if you forgot to say Im Tov, you forgot to say Shal Shabbos. Tov is Paul Mincha Be'er Shabbos. Miss Paul Arishayim. So if you forgot to daven, he's overslept, and he didn't daven Mincha Erev Shabbos. So you have to daven Mayav twice, but that's the, don't daven at all, for sure there's din Tefillas Tashlumim. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Avgal did the Shabbat Tashlumim Shalchol, so you missed Mincha and Shabbos, and now you're davening Avachadika at Tefillas Shalchol. We call off in Kivan Sha'aksha, who Shabbos follows, and Gamkin Shal Shabbos, in Tov, he's following, no, that's not the Mishnah Berurah I want. The Mishnah Berurah says that as the tefillah, he says like this: If you've got to have mincha on Shabbos, so the law is you daven ma'ariv twice. So even when you daven twice, you daven a tefillas. The tefillas coil twice. So Mishnah Berurah says even though the tefillas coil, but it's, since now it's coil, so you don't have to daven a Shabbos nika davening. Then he says, in Tov, it's in a different case. He says, in the case here, they forgot to daven Ma'ariv. So the Chachila, you forgot to daven Mincha Erev Shabbos. L'chadchila tzorach l'spal shtayim shal Shabbos. Friday night you have to daven twice shal Shabbos. V'rishoy l'shem arvaz v'shni l'shem tashlumim. U'b'di'evad im spal v'shoy l'shem mincha v'afil spal oysa shal choyl ev shiti yachse. He says there a big Kiddush. A person forgot to daven Mincha Erev Shabbos. Or he didn't say Talamotu, which we said now is Kili, didn't daven at all. So you have to make Tfilas Tashlumim. How do you make Tfilas Tashlumim? Tfilas Tashlumim you make by the first one is the Shabbos Dika Davening. You daven again the Shabbos Dika Davening, but it's now Shabbos. And the second one is the same Tashlumim. But once we daven the Tashlumim, he said a Shabbos Dika, he daven the regular Shabbos Davening. And the Tashlumim, he said the second daven, he regular a weekday Shmon Esrei. If you daven in Shabbos without mentioning Shabbos, a weekday Shmoneh Esrei, you're not Yetzer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Afilu, if you daven the second davening a weekday Shemona Esrei, it means it's Shabbos now, and you forgot to daven Mincha, and you daven the regular Shabbos davening, really you're supposed to daven Tashlumin is the Shabbos thing of davening, the second one is the Shabbos. If you daven the Tefillah Shel Chol, then you're Yotze. What do you mean Tefillah Shel Chol Yotze? Shabbos now, it's, so you see over here, Klor Raya, that Tashlumin is the Ilu. You have an opportunity to daven the mincha which you missed. So it's a chiddush gadol moed. The shabur brings it down. So in most places, but just the Shaarei Tzion says the Taz holds are not like that. So you can daven with tefillas koil and Shabbos, and the Shabbos now, and generally will not be yoytze. But for tefillas tashlumin, I owe a mincha, so I can daven the tefillas shel koil. My chiddush gadol. If you see over here that tefillas tashlumin. The Tefillas Tashlumin is ki'ilu, you have an opportunity to daven what you missed. Daven what you missed. What's nafkamina halacha? Nafkamina halacha is a person, halacha in Shulchan Aruch, there's a lot to say here, would just be mekatzer with another interesting halacha. Simon Reish, Simon Ches, the last halacha says, Mispal shel koil. Person daven Friday night. And he made a mistake. He davened a weekday Shemona Esrei. Well, his Kosher Shabbos, the halacha is that he davened a Tefillah Shel Koil. Now, really, on Shabbos, he's supposed to daven Yudkas Brachas. But because of Oynik Shabbos, so Chazal gave us a discount that you only have to daven seven Brachas. Cover Shabbos, you should have more time for Shabbos. But really, Shabbos, it should be davened Yudkas. Could be davened Yudkas. Now, if you daven by mistake Yudkes, a regular weekday Shemona Esrei and Shabbos, and you mention somewhere in the davening Shabbos, so you yoytze also. So you yoytze. You daven yoytze. But here, he wants name. So here, he forgot the daven. Mispalo shol shol koil, lo hizko shol Shabbos, o shol hispalo kol, v'shome mishatz, brokem me'in shavu me'roi shvat soif yotze. So a person is a new thing. A person can. So now, but now we mentioned over here that on Shabbos, there's no din tefillas tashlumin. But here he's really mechuyev. We're talking about a person he's mechuyev. He forgot the daven mincha. So he's really mechuyev. So the Shulchan Aruch gives you a discount. You don't have to daven mincha over. You don't have to daven twice. Shabbos to get davening Friday night. You can listen when the Shliach Tzibur says this. The Brachim Ein Shava, it's not even Shava, it's the Brachim Ein Shava. He says to the Magen Novice, you listen word for word, so you eat. So halacha is also, any time you miss a davening, and you have to have a tefillas tashlumin, but you can listen to the Kazan, and you listen word to word to the Kazan, which we don't like doing, is because the Mishnah Brewer mentions over here, this is only din in Friday night. But you miss it. So in some case, you forgot to daven Ma'ariv. Forgot to, or daven Ma'ariv, you didn't say Mashmul Magoshim. You didn't daven Ma'ariv. Whatever it is, not your to Ma'ariv. So here it says you don't have to daven Ma'ariv. You can listen to the Shliach Tzibur. It says it's only a din on Ma'ariv, because Ma'ariv is only a Rashus. But if it would be a regular din, the Moshul, he forgot to daven Mincha, when he has a real chiyuv to daven. The daven is twice. So Mr. Brewer's mashma, you wouldn't be b'yotze with the Brachim Ein Shabbat. So the chayv of this halacha is totally on whether, now it's a big machlokes of poskim, if you forgot to daven mincha, or you forgot to say talamotra, or you forgot to say masha v'ruach, or shimachuyim, if you didn't daven over again. So it's a big machlokes of rishonim, whether you can listen to the Brachim Ein Shabbat. We can listen to the Brachim Ein Shabbat, that if it's what's then it's daven mincha, so if it's Shabbos they can daven in, you daven Shabbos twice. But this Brachim Ein Shabbos is like us, and the Mishnah Brewer says it only helps for Ma'ariv. Other Poskim says they forgot mincha, you can listen to Brachim Ein Shabbos and you use the Shulchan. It's telling this halacha. If you forgot to daven mincha, the tashlumin is you have to daven whole new davening again. Daven no davening, it's not a davening, it's only for Meir, which is Rishus, it's not even a regular Shabbos davening, but if the halacha is Tashlumin, just, Miklis is already finished, that you just after what's name you give opportunity to daven twice Maariv. Daven twice Maariv, you can be yotzen with Vein Sheva. So just to move aside, there's a lot to talk about this still. So the Eitzim on Shabbos, the person is Supik, he said Talamotor, by Mincha. So, or whenever he's Makuiti, daven again, there's an Eitzim on Shabbos when he forgot to, it's a Sofik we said Yalav Yavoy. A Sofik we said Yalav Yavoy, and let's say Shabbos was Yerushalayim also. And the Friday night, he forgot to say Yalav Yavoy, and it's a Sofik, and he can't make it tonight. Like we mentioned before, he's Mesupik v'dan or not. So the Eitzah is, he should be the Shliach Tzibur. Be the Shliach Tzibur, then you Yotzeh. Then you make the Shliach with so three Yotzehs. There's an Eitzah, even Shabbos, if you have Mechuit or Davin, at the Sofik with the Mechuit or Davin, feels not Shulim or not, you should make yourself the Shliach Tzibur. So just be Messiah, Pasha, that there's a lot to talk about, which you didn't get to, that not just the Messiah, a school of Baduka for Rav Yosher, that in order to a person shouldn't get involved in Sfeikas, especially now when Talmud is going to start within 30 days, the first 30 days you're not Muchzik, you should daven with the open sinner and you should go with your finger on every single word. And you do that, plus it's the school of Batuka, you'll never have any Sfeikas. So I'm going with my finger, and I see comes Talmud. And if they say Talmud, not that we're davening the hair goes. So that's the school of Pasha Shtakal to be Zoika, that we should daven with proper Kavanah, we should have Tefillah Maaseh, the Tefillah Pasha, what we need today in Eretz Yisrael. It's referring to the whole world really needs it. The Yidden are being attacked from all the sides, and we're talking Zoika the Nisim Gluyim. Talking to a person doesn't see that there's Nisim Gluyim what's going around, these crazy things with these phones and 250 bombs which came sonic missiles that came from it. Sonic missile travels in 18 seconds. It travels over 1,000 kilometers from Iran to Israel. 18 seconds, it's singing, it's mamish, it's going who knows how many thousand miles an hour, not 500-600 miles like an airplane, it goes like 10 times more, and they knock them all down, but it's Nisim Gluyim. And someone who sees it's the Yad Hashem, Baruch Hashem, there's other people that use it for the guy that Pasha Tamai says, Koichim Goitzim Yadi. He asked these priests from Koichim Goitzim Yadi, where were your Simchas Torah? When 2,000 people, innocent people, were killed and taken hostages and soldiers, and where is the Kreikon Ratzu? They know. All of this is Kreikon Ratzu. But what's the Sakana? We're Zoychit and Nisim Gluyim. The Sakana is because of the Schus of Torah and Eretz Yisrael. The Schus of Torah and Yisrael. Torah is Mark and the Matzel. And everyone doesn't realize that it's Yad Hashem. And the Yad Hashem is only because of the Torah and Eretz Yisrael. He's Pasha blind. And the biggest Sakana in Eretz Yisrael now, the biggest Sakana, and the Imam Hashem is very worried about it, is that the government wants to take away draft deferments and draft all the yeshiva bachim, and leave a few what they call iluyim to fill up the yeshivas. It's going to be a sakana doyla. The whole skus of the Medina is that from the time the Medina started, from the Ben-Gurion's time, Ben-Gurion realized that he made a deal. Ben-Gurion realized that you have to give a draft deferment to the yeshiva guys, to Bnei Torah, and with the Mispal Pasha, with the Mispal Shtark Maisa, that the Xeravah, which is not taking place, even though it's getting worse every day, they're getting more and more active. People want to be like a terrorist with the Mispal Pasha, to have the Schus of Eretz Yisrael, but it's all based on Schus. And I want to tell you something, the Schus of Torah, we're learning here in North Miami Beach, is also a Schus which helps for the gods of health. When you come in here learning a Torah, and Pasha, then you're the light. Erlich Balabatim, come and Kovet him with Torah. The Torah is Pasha, has a schus that it spreads all over the world. So, which Taka Misoy for myself, the Emes Alim of the Torah, Sai here, next to Swallow, we should be able to learn Torah without any Digest Meister. They send out over 1,000 arrest warrants to the Yeshiva people this week. With the exclusive Torah, we should be more than a matzo, and we should be zoichel as shulz from the chomus. Yeah.